Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, in my priestly ministry, I have celebrated one Holy Thursday Mass that was normal in this parish. And that happened to be 24 years ago when I was an associate. I was trying to remember last year, but I think it was a lector, it was Steve, and Kristen was recording it. I think we did it in the chapel, just the four of us. And we broadcast it on, I think at that time, an iPhone. And then this year, once again, while we are much more normal than last, we're still not fully there. So the highlight, I've always believed, of this liturgy, the washing of the feet, isn't happening. Now, I must admit, my old man back appreciates not doing it. But my heart and my faith lament not doing it. There is something extremely powerful about being on both sides of the basin. As the minister washing the feet of another, it's an important reminder that sometimes for me needs to be a kick in the back of the head, that my ministry needs to always be about service and being humble and caring for the needs of the other. On the other side of the chair, those having their feet washed, have told me more times than I can count. There is something about the vulnerability of that and of allowing oneself to be ministered to that is also extremely powerful. Because it reminds us that on our own, in reality, we can do nothing. Without the healing, generous, perfect love of Christ in our lives, we can do nothing. But that simple gesture is meant to remind us that God's love for us is so perfect that God was willing in Christ to be the servant of us all, to wash all of our feet, to care for all of our needs, to offer us all life. And a good way to look at this event in the history of the Christian church is that it was Jesus teaching us in the most perfect example possible how he wanted us to live out our discipleship by following his example, by offering our lives to one another. And it's not unlike a parent as they grow closer to their own death, sometimes telling their child a little bit of sage advice. I know my mother did that with me. One day she sat me down and she told me a few things that were critical and are critical for life. And she was right. Well, Jesus did that for us. He gave us this powerful example of the need for service. And if we know nothing else about our Christian faith, if we've never read a theological treatise on anything, if we allow ourselves to understand this simple gesture of being a servant of another, I think Jesus looks at us and said, "Well done, good and faithful servant.